so. Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Whoa, don't you go nowhere. Let the baby like a wolf that hug loves his corn. Like a root, the hug loves his corn. Been in love with the baby since the day that I was born. You gotta wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby.
What's up? It is,
I don't know if mine's up enough.
I think. Try now.
Yeah. Do you hear me in yours?
Yeah. You're good. So sorry, guys. It's our second week. This is Literally Anything for Now, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. What's up? It's our second week. We're feeling more confident.
I can't hear myself.
You're definitely, I can totally hear
really?
You. Oh. Try now.
I guess I'm just, I have to turn up my headphones.
You guys.
This is the problem that we had last time. Okay, now I hear, now I hear myself.
Hello. Oh my God. Okay, so we are going to start off with a song. This is Half Right by Heat Miser, some 90s. Wait. Give us a second.
Wait, my mic is still on.
Yeah.
as private and we'll sail around the world. I will be off adamant and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in no towns can you take? Many nights of limping round and pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and Willie May. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants in the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. You settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
On top of the world again. tell your mom what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you want to work in CNA? Cause that's what they expect. Move to lingerie and take a few long till the storeman. Tell Veronica the secret of the boy you never kissed. She's got everything to gain, cause she's a fat girl with a list. Sticks up for you when you get aggravation from the snob. Cause you can't afford a blazer, girl, you're always wearing gloves. At the interval, you lock yourself away inside a room. And a painless guess, you ask you what the hell do you think you're doing. If you think you're better than the other kids, well, get outside, you've got permission. You got to make the master think he's right. Hey, if you knew the rules, write a song or sing along. Are you calm, settle down, soon you will know that you must say you're on top of the world again. Are you cool and you know you're a star and you're going far? Please think of me as a friend, not just a boy who plays guitar. You're on top of the world again.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do?
I've been running ever since. It's been a long Long time coming, but I know, I know change has gotta come now. Ooh, yes it is now, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. It's been too hard living, oh man. And I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the clouds. It's been a long time coming. I know, change has gotta come. Oh, yes, it is. There's a time I will go to my brother. Will you help me be? He turned me down, and then I asked my dear mother. Oh, I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. It's been a time that I thought, Lord, it's been last very long. Oh, now, oh. Somehow I thought I was still labor. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes it is. Just like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Oh, my little brother now. Dear mother, oh man. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a time that I thought, Lord, this could last a very long, oh man. Somehow I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long.
Try my hardest for you. Are you in love? Are you in love? Are we as one? That everything desperate is behind. Don't take away this one. Reserve the right to disappear. I reserve a table for old time. Back then, it wouldn't have even crossed my mind. But I promise you, your place is safe. Now what about mine? Unless you can calm my mind.
slide, it could slide for me. This could easily slide, it could slide for me into borrowed time.
Living boy in New York.
Could it be easier, so much easier, if you never knew us? Would you ever fear anymore if you never knew us? Would we meet on a fair shore, on a fair shore? When are you coming to show? I never fear anymore. You never know any doubt, know any doubt. Like, were you breathing it out, breathing it out? 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 Oh.
Thank you. jokes, jokes that we something like razorbacks. Talk about us quietly, your rich social quarters, about our fertile land and our rolling lush quarters. And they really should embrace us, cause they know we got the science. But the bottom line is, they don't want the brown alliance. They'd rather get our secrets and they don't believe mistreat us. Take our color and our culture from the foul way they breed us. They are such a fucking leaders with no intention to free us. And if you believe in love, then imagine what the key is. The sentiment for me is simply love me.
week, stumbling words at the bar. Beauty, blue eyes, my order of fries, Long Island kindness and wine. Beloved of John, I get it all wrong. I read you for some kind of poem, covered in lines, the fossils I find, have they no life of their own? So can we pretend sweetly before the mystery ends? I am a man with a heart that offends with its lonely and greedy demands. There's only a shadow of me in a matter of speaking. I'm dead. Such a waste, your beauty. Face, stumbling carpet arise. Go follow your gem, your white feathered friend. Icarus point to the sun. If history speaks of two baby teeth, I'm painting the hills blue and red. Said, beware, Lord, hear my prayer. I've wasted my throes on your head. So can we be friends sweetly before the mystery ends? I love you more than the world can contain in its lonely end. Shackled head. There's only a shadow of me in the matter of speaking. I'm dead.
Now for an important PSA. Have you ever tried to keep your children healthy only to find your efforts sabotaged by the sugary sweets they receive at school, soccer practice, or other activities? Have you ever wondered how media advertising affects the eating habits of all of us, especially kids? Do you have kids? Are you interested in school lunch? How about food policy and lobbying? Or you just want to be healthy? Fear no more. Today, a new book by Bettina Elias Siegel titled Kid Food hit the market and is ready to answer all of your pressing questions. This accomplished writer has been featured in the New York Times, Washington Post, Anderson Cooper, and many, many more. She's an amazing food activist, lawyer, and mom to yours truly. Published by Oxford University Press, find her book everywhere today.
Before my history ends, Jesus, I need you, be near me, come shield me from fossils that fall on my head. There's only a shadow of me in a matter of speaking. I'm dead.
We'll be right back. dip, dive, dip. You might break your hip to the sound, that's legit. I come to make a hit. I usually bust glasses when my brother see us home, but I decided to get wrecked on this groove. As I provide this slide, you're going on a ride. I know the weather's nice, there's no need to play the outside. Guess who's on the flyer? The man of your desire. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all the honey dips admire. Beats are rough and rugged, Pete Rock is the creator. Now I'm busting raps as well, switching cross faders. Making sure my sound hits from here to Grenada. Honey gave me skins, man, I told her friends I ate her. But wait, I'll save the subject for later. But it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Like a stove, not into vogue.
Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Tell her to hold, cause I'm busy kicking rhymes to the rhythm. Fortified with soul, cause that's what I give them. Honey's for my line, cause I always seem to capture. Beats made a rupture, rhymes made a rapture. Far from illiterate, always seem to get a hit. If you try to step to this, don't even consider it. Skins when I want them, but only when I eat them. To set the record straight, I'll be damn if I eat them. Call me Pete Rock, I make the girls flop. And if you want a beat like this, I got them in stock. So flow with the flow, because you know I'm good to go as I proceed to get wrecked on your stereo. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivated, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. You'll see a spoon cut it up like this. Take a try and get a piece of the pie. If they give me 1 sec to get some wreck, never filled with anger, a good body banger. If you try to step to this, you'll get hung on my hanger. Before I say goodbye, suckers gave a good try, but point blank, you just can't see this. My word is beneficial, Pete Rock is the issue, and I know you know my style is official. I might give a scratch,
yes, cousin,
or I might kick a verse,
no question.
Either or, I can't be seen, honeys call me tall and lean, and if you care to stick around, I'll show you what I mean. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. It's time to get wrecked with the creator. Get wrecked with the creator. Get the creator. See us move, get busy.
Have you ever tried to keep your children healthy only to find your efforts sabotaged by the sugary sweets that they receive at school, soccer practice, or other activities? Have you ever wondered how media advertising affects the eating habits of all of us, especially kids? Do you have kids? Are you interested in school lunch? How about food policy and/or lobbying? Or do you just want to be healthy? Fear no more. Today, a new book by Bettina Elias Siegel titled Kid Food hit the market and is ready to answer all of your pressing questions. This accomplished writer has been featured on the New York Times, Washington Post, Anderson Cooper, and many, many more. I can't talk. She's an amazing food activist, lawyer, and mom to yours truly. Published by Oxford University Press, to find her book everywhere today. we're back.
Yeah.
We're basically out of time. I hope you enjoyed that weird and eclectic mix of music. And thank you for letting me shout out my mom's PSAs. Book that came today. Came out today. Yeah, you Lily's guys should all buy it. I can't
That's
talk
so
today.
Cool. I'm going to go buy it.
Yeah, everyone should go buy it, man. It's literally everywhere. I ordered it on the Amazon.
Wait, so what is the book about?
So if you didn't get from the two PSAs, the book is about...
It's about, like, food and health.
Yeah. She is a food lobbyist, activist. Also, cool. She has a background in law, but she also just knows a lot about the history of food advertising to kids. And it's also a guide on how to feed your kids in a healthy way, especially when you head to school and then you're hit with like soda and sugar. So It's very practical, but it's also interesting even if you don't have kids, and you should buy it because she worked so hard on it and I'm very proud and she is such a role model. Love my mom.
I love your mom too.
Yay! Max met her last week. And yeah. So, sorry. Next time,
okay,
we promise.
Next time, we're going to have like a big discussion.
We're going to think of something to talk about. Bear with us. Yesterday was Halloween. It's pretty psychotic at college.
And so, yeah, today we're a little tired.
We're a little tired.
So wink, that's wink. Why we played all that sad music.
Yeah. And it's also November. I feel like I just needed to chill out like a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, it's November 1st.
It's November 1st. This month is so pure and like... I don't know.
November.
I was about to say something in Hebrew. It's like in my mind. I just took a Hebrew test.
Oh, yeah. How'd the test go?
It was okay. It's okay. I knew some. Yeah, but it's just very wholesome. So.
All right. Well.
Alrighty.
Thanks.